Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The second hour of our program, because we're heard each Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can listen live via our live stream at drhoffman.com. And a little switcheroo for those of you who are listening in New York, our Saturday program was preempted by sports, but kind of a good thing. Hopefully we're going to engage some new listeners by appearing at a new time on Sundays at 2 p.m. And this will occur for this week and next week only, and then we'll go back to our regular time of 1 p.m. on Saturdays on WOR locally. Nationally, we're on from noon to 2 p.m., and depending where you are, there may be a different time schedule for when Intelligent Medicine is broadcast live via the radio, but through the miracle of modern internet, you can get the live stream each Saturday from noon to 2 p.m., or you can listen to the podcast on Monday, and we've got lots of great interviews and lots of great discussions online that don't even make it to the radio, but you can listen to them online. We have a lot of people subscribing to our podcast, so check out our podcast at drhoffman.com. This week, we talked about sex with the sex MD, Dr. Madeline Castellano, and she had some very interesting things to say about sex therapy and sexuality. It's an important part of health. Sexuality is a part of the equation. You know, we talk about exercise, taking vitamins, we talk about stress reduction, but sexuality is part of the picture. And a great interview this week. You can find it at drhoffman.com. And we've got lots of fascinating interviews over there available as podcasts. So welcome, new listeners. And let's talk about detox, because 'tis the season for detox. And I wrote an article in this week's newsletter. You can subscribe at drhoffman.com. Just put your email in the box, and we'll send you a newsletter each week with timely information. And we won't pester you with advertisements and pitches to buy stuff, but we will give you useful information. This week's article is about detoxification. After a nonstop Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's bacchanal, you know, we just go to it. We just subject our bodies to enormous stress and overeating. And billions of Americans are now sadly contemplating their bursting waistlines, and what to do about it. And so, you know, I went to the gym the other day, first weekend after New Year's, and the gym was full of people who are contrite, working off those extra pounds zealously. We'll see if they're there in February. But also people are detoxifying. They're eating lighter. And I can't think of a better way than starting the year with a detox that is easy to perform. You know, there's lots of controversy about detoxification. There's an article in the Wall Street Journal about the debate over juice cleanses and toxin removal. I actually have some problems with green juices and juice cleanses because, as we talked about in a recent edition of Intelligent Medicine, you can accumulate a lot of oxalic acid if you juice a lot of green leafy vegetables. And for some people, that's bad. The oxalic acid can create kidney stones. It can create bodily aches and pains. It can even create arthritis. So, you know, green juice sounds great. Looks really wholesome. Certainly preferable to eating a, you know, veal parmesan hero. But maybe people are going over the top with those kinds of juice cleanses. So here's what I suggest to my patients at the Hoffman Center. And it's very convenient. It's easy. It's not going to involve buying a fancy juicer or elaborate fasting, heavy-duty deprivation. I call it detox in a box. It's called the Core Restore 7-Day Detox. And Core Restore is a product that you can buy. You can't buy it at health food stores, but you can buy it via doctors, and I make it available via drhoffman.com. Core Restore, the Core Restore 7-Day Detox is really a detox in a box. You find everything you need in a box. It's a kit. You can forego your usual vitamin supplement program because one of the core restore components is a basic multi called Alpha Base. And it provides you with the basic nutrients you need while you eat foods that are allowed, limited number of foods, light foods. It's sort of a plant-based paleo-type diet that is outlined for you in the Core Restore Patient Guide. And another of the elements of Core Restore is something called PhytoCore. It's a targeted blend of nutraceuticals that promotes hepatic detoxification. You know, your liver is your major organ of detoxification. If your liver's not working properly, toxins will accumulate. And during a detoxification process, you break down a lot of fat and you release a lot of toxins into your system. And that goes to your liver and can put a strain on your liver and can sometimes challenge its detoxification abilities. But PhytoCore is a targeted blend of nutraceuticals that promotes liver detoxification. And finally, the cornerstone of the Core Restore program is something called Core Support. And it is a blend of fiber and high ORAC value polyphenols and glutathione precursors, because glutathione is the body's main detoxification pathway. And you need to provide the body building blocks for glutathione to allow proper detoxification. So do this for 7 days. You're going to feel great. You just, you know, you'll feel a clarity that you've never felt before. I've done it, and many of my patients have done it. Take the challenge. Do a 7-day detox with Core Restore. I think you'll really like it. And if you want, you know, you may like it so much you may decide, I'm going to do this every quarter. I'll do it winter, spring, summer, and fall, one you know, 4 times a year for 7 days. And that'll really do a reset on your body. Now, you don't have to stay in it permanently. Some patients under medical supervision, we extend the detox for longer. We can do it for up to 28 days, and patients do fine. Lose a lot of weight, by the way. And they lose weight the right way, not with nutritional deprivation like starving themselves. And they maintain their energy and functionality while doing it. So I recommend it. Core Restore is not available in retail stores, only through certified health practitioners. So check it out at drhoffman.com. All right, 888-302-3684 is a number. I see we have a caller. Let's talk to Danielle. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I have a six-month-old boy who has very bad eczema.
Yeah.
And we're having a hard time getting it under control. It started to get really bad when he was about 3 months. It's about when the weather started getting really cold and dry and we put the heat on. I'm not sure if there's some connection. It seems to be.
Well, it does bring it out. I mean, winter brings it out. And actually, next week in the newsletter, I'm going to do an article on dry skin. But eczema is a little different than just a mere dry skin condition. It's an allergic condition. You know, it's an inflammatory and allergic condition.
Right. We had him tested for food allergies.
Yeah. Well, that would be important. Is he being breastfed at this point?
Oh yes, he is breastfed. Yes.
Okay. And here's the interesting thing. You know, we used to think that like breastfeeding was a way to absolutely prevent eczema. According to some studies, I mean, you know, I got to call it what it is. I'm an advocate of breastfeeding, but actually, breastfeeding doesn't necessarily prevent eczema. And part of the reason for that is that you know, as I so often say, it's not you are what you eat; it's you are what you eat eats. And actually, sometimes antigens are presented in the breast milk from the mother's diet. So you're not on any specific diet, are you? You have dairy, you have wheat, you have a pretty
well. I had tried cutting everything out,
yeah.
And he was still having very bad
still having problems. Digestive problems too, colic. It often is accompanied by colic. Any asthma too?
No.
Okay, just the eczema.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and. Okay, so things that kids can do, you can certainly probiotics are helpful. And for kids, I recommend bifidobacteria because that's a preferred probiotic for infants or children. And the other thing, even you're taking a probiotic will actually help to transfer the probiotic to the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Was he born C-section or normal vaginal birth?
No, normal vaginal.
Okay, and that usually is something that gets people off to a good start. What about both mom and dad are free of allergies, or is there some allergy?
We both have seasonal allergies, hay fever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, the other, I really think that there's a, quite possibly a food allergy connection. And the main thing to avoid, you know, wheat, dairy, eggs can be a problem. Sometimes citrus fruit. These are the big culprits.
Right.
And the other thing is, you know, giving him some small amounts of essential fatty acids can be helpful. Kids do something called Core Omega, which is, it actually comes in a pouch like a, you know, ketchup or mayonnaise that you get in a fast food place, but it's actually a concentrated omega-3 with an orangey kind of flavor. And even small kids can take that and they like it. They actually like the flavor of it. It's not super fishy
powder?
Or repugnant. No, it's not a powder. It's actually like, it's kind of creamy, and it comes in a, it comes in individual packets. Like, you know, when they give out a little ketchup. You know, it's like a squeezy kind of thing. You squeeze it out, and the kid, you know, licks it and consumes omega-3. That has an anti-inflammatory effect. Also, you can use borage oil, and you can break open the capsules and, you know, feed them to your kid, you know, put
it
in the food. Borage oil. It contains GLA, gamma-linolenic acid.
Could you spell that?
Yeah, I'll just give you GLA. GLA. Ask for GLA. But borage is a strong source of GLA, and that's great for skin, really helpful for skin. And that would be taken internally. You can give them a couple of capsules a day of GLA, along with some Core Omega, you know, maybe two or three packets of Core Omega a day. That changes the balance of essential fatty acids in the skin. It's kind of like skin lubrication, not from the outside. You know, we smear a lot of stuff on the top of the skin, but we really want to get a lube job from the inside out. And so putting these essential oils into your child will help to reduce the inflammation. Other thing you can use topically, real helpful for kids' rashes, is Manuka cream. Manuka oil cream is, it's actually our featured product at drhoffman.com. You go to our webpage at Dr. Hoffman, you'll see it. And it's very helpful for kids' rashes, adult you know, skin irritations. Can be very useful for that type of problem. So give it a shot. Give those things a try. And give us some feedback. Call us back or email us. Let us know how it's going. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684. We invite your phone calls. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. We're really very, very proud of the number of people who are now signing up for Intelligent Medicine newsletter. It's reaching into the thousands and thousands. And so we're extending the offer of free information to you. So all you have to do is sign up on our webpage at drhoffman.com And you can get weekly dispatches from the fronts of health. All right. Do you have DOMS? It's a new malady, right? You know, ED, you know, all this alphabet soup, RLS, restless leg syndrome. Now there's DOMS. But I'm sure a lot of you have this. It stands for delayed onset muscle soreness. It refers to muscle pain and stiffness occurring several hours after unaccustomed exercise, particularly when you do something different to strain your muscles. And a scientific model for this, usually used in experiments, is to run downhill. Running downhill, you may think, well, running uphill, well, that's tough, but running downhill puts eccentric stress on your muscles. You often develop shin splints or worsen pain in your thighs, calves, from running downhill. Put a lot of pressure on your muscles. So, and this is something that, you know, I have experienced many. I mean, look, when you work out, it's a constant struggle, especially as you get older, avoiding the aftermath of exercise, which is DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness. It may take a few days to clear up. There's a new study that shows, this is the International Journal of Sports Nutrition, that shows that the very self-same brand of curcumin that I've been using, there's controversy about curcumin, you know, like, is it bioavailable? Is it the right kind? You know, this one claims the other ones are worthless, and, you know. And so I was really reassured to see that the product I use, it's called Mareva. It's 500 milligrams, 20% curcumin and 80% phytosomes that facilitate the bioavailability of the curcumin, works dramatically to reduce DOMS. It was a randomized trial. Healthy males were instructed to do eccentric exercise. Supplementation was started 48 hours before a downhill running test, and it was continued for 24 hours after the test for 4 days in total. And what they actually measured muscle damage by MRI laboratory tests, and they did a cellular analysis to see if there was muscle damage. And what they found was that there was a dramatic reduction by MRI in muscle injury in the thighs of these exercisers. And so this is interesting. There were no side effects. There was only benefits. And I got to say, this is something that I tried real recently. I was doing some kettlebell exercises. I was doing a routine, and I pulled my hamstring muscle. And usually that's a, you know, that's about 2 weeks out, right? You know, hamstring muscle, they tape it up. And if you're a football player, they give you steroid shots. But within 2 days, full resolution of my hamstring pain with high-dose curcumin. Actually, a couple of capsules a day were required. So good stuff for reducing muscle soreness, good for the brain, good for the heart, arteries, inflammation in general. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works.
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Have you heard about the superfood discovered by Olympic athletes for its stamina-boosting effects? Beetroot juice caused waves at the last Olympics because clinical studies proved 2 glasses of beetroot juice per day could increase stamina by 16%. Beets are a nutritional goldmine full of antioxidants, polyphenols, and electrolytes. But instead of trying to drink all that beetroot juice daily, I take Super Beets to get the same great benefits. Super Beets helps your body create nitric oxide, which helps you boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. Whenever I need a performance boost, I take Super Beets. It's my new favorite product. Each great-tasting serving gives me a rush of energy and stamina. Go to IntelligentBeets.com right now, and with my special offer, you get a 30-day supply for free with your first order. Plus, get a free book, Beat the Odds, to learn more about the benefits of beets. And you get free shipping and a 100% money-back guarantee. So call 800-738-2198 or go to IntelligentBeets.com. That's 800-738-2198. Again, 800-738-2198, or go to intelligentbeats.com right now.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I want to introduce some of our new WR listeners who have stumbled upon us on a Sunday to a product that I've been talking about on our Saturday show. It's Super Beets. Super Beets is based on the nitric oxide principle. Nitric oxide is an essential messenger in the body that helps boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. It's also something that I invoke to enhance athletic performance because beetroot juice has been shown in clinical studies to increase stamina by 16%. But you got to drink 2 glasses of it, which is kind of grody. You got to have a juicer, and frankly, it's a little hard to chug down. So you can get the benefits of 3 whole beets. That's half a liter of beet juice. Imagine chugging that down in a 4-ounce shot of Super Beets. It's a powder. It gets easily reconstituted in water. And it doesn't have that unpleasant beet taste. Dr. Nathan Bryant, Chief Science Officer for Super Beets, told us the story in a recent podcast at drhoffman.com. And it's the real deal. I think that this is a legitimate supplement. It's well supported by science. And I know I use it every day as an adjunct to my workouts. So I don't miss a dose of Super Beets before I go out to swim, bike, run, or lift weights, whatever, do calisthenics. So supercharge the new year with a shot of good health. Call now. And with your first order of Super Beets, they're going to send you a bonus canister free. Drink Super Beets for just 1 week, and I think you're going to see the results, or you'll get your money back. Go to IntelligentBeets.com. That's IntelligentBeets.com. Or call 1-800-738-2198. That's 1-800-738-2198. One more time so you can write it down, 1-800-738-2198 or on the web, intelligentbeets.com. Check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it. All right, here's some new information on coenzyme Q10. Coenzyme Q10 is something that we know helps the heart, and it has the scientific name for coenzyme Q10 is ubiquinone. And ubiquinone comes from the word ubiquitous, meaning it's everywhere in the body because the mitochondria, the little power generators that occur within the cells, rely on CoQ10 to produce energy. And so we know it as something that enhances energy. It counteracts the effects of statin drugs. Anybody on a statin needs to take coenzyme Q10. Or I helped introduce ubiquinol to the American market around 2007, and it's really taken off. It's been, 7 years? Now 8 years? And ubiquinol is now considered the gold standard for coenzyme Q10 supplementation. It's more bioavailable, it's more potent, and a lot of people are now taking it. A little more pricey, but I think it's worth it. New study. CoQ10 supplementation lowers inflammatory marker in heart disease patients, which is really cool because you're taking possibly a statin, and that may lower your cholesterol, but what about your C-reactive protein? C-reactive protein is a marker of inflammation. Inflammation affects the arteries, damages the interior wall of your blood vessels, the endothelium, and creates stiffening in the arteries. The arteries become less responsive to changes in position, and then you get high blood pressure. So CoQ10 in this study has been shown to reduce C-reactive protein. Here's the study. They used CoQ10 at two different dosing levels, 60 milligrams a day and 150 milligrams a day. But only those at the 150 milligram per day dosage showed significant reductions in IL-6. Interleukin-6 is also an inflammatory marker. Specifically, CoQ10 supplementation at 150 lowered IL-6 levels by 14%. And CRP levels are inversely related to CoQ10 blood levels. So the takeaway message is that CoQ10 has an additional mechanism of benefit in patients with coronary artery disease that may be very, very significant, because inflammation, not just cholesterol, is a part of how we get to cardiovascular disease. 888-302-3684 is our number. We still have some lines open if you care to call us. I know we're not live on WOR, but you can still call us. All right, this is an interesting study. Nature versus nurture. You know, there's a little argument, you know, is it all genetic or is it the environment that shapes us? And this is, you know, has a lot to do with the argument over intelligence. Is this something like native intelligence, that you're born with the propensity to have a high IQ, or is it all about your environment? But here we're talking about something different. We're talking about immunity. And when it comes to immunity, certainly some aspects of immunity are hereditary, and some aspects are shaped by your environment, all right? And the, you know, a lot of things in your environment have an influence on your immunity. Whether you've been exposed to certain illnesses, actually being exposed to certain illnesses early in life may boost your immune system. Vaccinations may provide protection against certain diseases, but some people suggest that vaccination may undermine your immune system in certain ways. Being coddled and being in a totally antiseptic environment may not be so great for your immune system. Not getting enough sleep isn't good for your immune system. Not having enough sunlight or vitamin D is not great for your immune system. Too much stress is not good for your immune system, and so on and so on. So they did an ingenious experiment. They looked at 78 pairs of identical twins who are genetically identical. That's the definition of an identical twin. They've got exactly the same genes. And they studied them as they progressed through life. And what they found is that their immunity tended to be kind of similar in the early phases of life. But as they grew older, their immunity diverged significantly, suggesting that it was actually more about environment than genetics in terms of shaping your immune system. And I think that's a hopeful message, because if you say, oh, it's all about genetics, that's kind of fatalistic. There's not much you can do about it. But if it's more about environment, you can do the things that positively accentuate your immune response through life, such as proper lifestyle, taking the right supplements, vitamin D, zinc, selenium, the right supplements that enhance immunity, avoiding stress. You can't avoid stress, but develop stress coping mechanisms, get adequate sleep. That's very important. Get some exposure to germs. You know, you get sick, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's a collapse of your immune system. That's your immune system processing what's out there in environment, in your environment. And what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, like the old saying goes. So ultimately, it's more about the environment. Environment trumps genetics in shaping your immune system. And I think that that's ultimately a hopeful message. All right. Here's a study about a nutrient that some of us have heard of. You ever hear of Brocomax? Brocomax is the brand name of something called SGS, sulforaphane glucosinolate. Please do not ask me to spell that. Just remember SGS, sulforaphane glucosinolate. is actually something developed by Paul Talalay and his associates at Johns Hopkins University back in the 1990s, I believe. It was many years ago. It's a derivative of broccoli sprouts. It's found in all cruciferous vegetables, but Dr. Talalay bred broccoli sprouts to specifically express higher levels of SGS. Now, why would we want to do that? What's so good about broccoli sprouts or SGS or the product Broccomax? By the way, Broccomax, you can check out at drhoffman.com. It's a product that I give to many of my patients to enhance immunity, and specifically for cancer. This is very cool. New study, Texas A&M Health Sciences Center, Oregon State University. Not the one that lost the football game. It's OSU, not University of Oregon. The study was published in the journal Oncogenesis, a cancer journal. What they found is that sulforaphane had a potent effect against metastatic, aggressive, androgen-resistant cancer. This is the worst kind of prostate cancer that has spread through the body, that is aggressive, and is no longer responsive to hormone therapy. Sulforaphane increases the ability of cells to die, and you want those cancer cells to give it up and die. The problem with the cancer cells is they're immortal. They just keep growing and growing and growing. Well, the sulforaphane caused those cancer cells to give it up and die. That's called apoptosis. And the author suggests that a new therapeutical avenue is opened by targeting metastatic cancer cells, even in advanced metastatic cancers, not just prostate cancer, breast, ovarian, colon, and pancreatic cancer, with sulforaphane glucosinolate, or SGS. So that's why Broccomax is part of a preventive program. Certainly, a lot of these things we know, eating cruciferous vegetables, we know prevents cancer. Okay, that's a given. Eat your fruits and vegetables, like Mom said, cancer prevention. But the most dramatic expression of cancer efficacy is when you use these substances against aggressive metastatic cancer, cancer that has gone beyond local site and spread throughout the body and is resistant often to chemotherapy. That's surprisingly where sulforaphane glucosinolate can play a role. So very exciting news about a phytonutrient that we use in many of our patients. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. We'll answer some of your questions when we return.
If you're like me, you don't have time to be sick, yet our busy lifestyles can leave us vulnerable. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Do you know that in Japanese, kayo means strength? This winter, find your immune strength with four key natural immune-boosting supplements from our friends at Kyolic. It's what I call the Kyolic Advantage, and what I use myself. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract 103 for natural immune wellness and cardiovascular health. Since 70% of your immune system is in the digestive tract, Kyodophilus bolsters immunity and gut health with shelf-stable beneficial bacteria. On the go, try Kyo Green, a convenient powdered greens drink mix that offers a natural source of key vitamins and minerals. And don't forget ModuCare, a unique combination of plant sterols proven effective at balancing and strengthening immunity. So eat right, exercise, and get the Kyolic Advantage to optimize your immune health today. Available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. We got callers. So let's talk to Leona, who's calling us from Missouri. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Missouri?
Yes, sir, you are. Skip
morning. All right. All right.
I need to ask a question about my daughter. She'll be 64 next month. She still works, but she has bad knees. And the doctor, she's had a bad heart. She takes a medicine pill for it. But
yep.
She don't think she could have the knee, any kind of a knee surgery because of her heart.
Yep.
But the question to get my mind relieved on her mother, is there something they can do for the knees that will not interfere too much with her heart?
Yeah, that's less invasive. You know, hey, look, that's a question that you'd have to shop around to orthopedists because there may be more minimalistic procedures that don't involve general anesthesia. Look, I don't know what the deal is with her heart, whether she indeed is at risk, because they operate on people who are virtually on their last legs and they keep them okay. So I'm not sure that that is an absolute bar to surgery, that she's got a heart problem. Lots of people with heart problems get surgery. And sometimes the answer is to, you know, treat the heart problem first, get that fixed up, and then the person becomes a candidate for surgery. Is there a more minimalistic procedure? Yes, there are, you know, injections, hyaluronic acid, stem cells can be injected into the knees. Shaving procedures can be done short of, you know, doing a full knee replacement. But, you know, I advocate patients, even if at an advanced age, you know, get it. There may be some risks associated with the surgery, but, you know, the alternative is to walk around for your remaining allotted 20 or 30 years with a gimpy leg, and that really affects the quality of your life and ultimately can cause your health to deteriorate because you can't exercise and move around.
And she's got one leg worse than the other, and she is a dispatcher up at Rockport, Missouri, but she doesn't do a lot of exercise, and she's short like I am, and she is, I think, a little overweight.
Well, you know, the other thing to do to get yourself, I mean, we often recommend that people do, instead of rehab after the surgery, do the prehab, gain the confidence of doctors, get her on a health program, even though her legs are preventing her from exercising that much. You can do upper body exercise. You can do pool walking, get on a good diet, lose weight, get in better shape, use coenzyme Q10, resveratrol, magnesium, things like that to help the heart recover. And then, you know, she may pass muster for surgery. That's all I can say.
Let's okay, that's what I was wondering, because she didn't think she could at all, but I keep thinking, I've had shots in my knees and things. I'm 81
And you're doing okay. Yeah, you're from the show me state. So you're telling the doctor, hey, show me. And I agree with you. You know, challenge the doctor on that assessment. Let's talk to Walter, who's calling us from, my stomping grounds here, Manhattan, New York.
Yes, Manhattan's the place.
It is indeed. If you can afford to live here.
Well, we live in a special building in Manhattan that makes the maintenance very low.
So there's such a thing as affordable housing in Manhattan. That's crazy.
Mutual redevelopment houses.
Okay,
the
so it's not... It's not like that new apartment condo that got sold for $100 million in Manhattan.
Yeah, that's right.
But that, Americans can't buy that. You have to be an oil sheik to buy, or a Russian oligarch or something like
Russian
that.
A Russian oligarch, absolutely.
They're the ones who keep our economy going. All right. Yeah. What's your question?
I wanted to know, doctor, what you're feeling about ubiquinol versus ubiquinone, which is one-third the price. As a manufacturing chemist, I pay one-third, and 80 to 95% of it goes to ubiquinol when you ingest it, depending upon your age.
Yes.
And it's ubiquinone that starts the CoQ10 cycle in the mitochondria to produce ADP. So why do we need ubiquinone? It only acts as an independent antioxidant.
Exactly. So you are a chemist, so you understand the difference between something that is an oxidized form versus a reduced form of a nutrient. And the only thing that's different between CoQ10 and ubiquinol is that ubiquinol is reduced CoQ10. In other words, it's a little bit further along in the metabolic pathway to make it body ready. And that's its claim to fame. And I got to say, there still remains controversy over whether it is worth the price difference? Is it three times more beneficial? Because about three times as expensive. Is it three times more beneficial, or is it just 1.5 times more beneficial? If you cram yourself with enough coenzyme Q10, even though it may be less bioavailable, simply by what's called mass effect, and I know you know what that is, you're a chemist, you cram the body with enough of something, and even if the body's resistant to absorbing it, it will absorb some, that the CoQ10 may be a better deal. So, you know, I agree with you. For some people, CoQ10 is fine, better than nothing. It's a cost saver. Ubiquinol tends to be pricey. I personally prefer ubiquinol, but then I always go for the highest quality and sometimes more expensive supplement. So it's, you know, this is a controversy that's going to continue, and hopefully we'll get, you know, better scientific conclusions on the exact differential and whether it makes sense to opt for ubiquinol. I think it does. I personally do. I'm an early advocate of ubiquinol. I promoted it since 2007. I was an early adopter, even when a lot of people were skeptical, and I think it's proven its mettle. I think it's good. I think it's approximately twice to 2.5 times more bioavailable than CoQ10. So if you're taking CoQ10 250, you can substitute ubiquinol 100. And that, you know, depending on the price, and sometimes there are specials in sales, you might do better with the ubiquinol. Let's talk to Cecilia. Cecilia, we just got a short period of time, so let's answer your question quickly.
Okay, I was diagnosed with a desmoid tumor, mm-hmm. and because of the size, they put me on Doxil, which chemo.
Which chemo, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to try to shrink it before they try to operate.
So what's the question?
Okay, the question is, now the colon cleanses, would they deplete this chemo?
Oh, yeah, I don't know if that's such a great idea, because, you know, if you're on chemo, chemo can sometimes upset your electrolytes, can change the balance of minerals in your body. And I'm not sure that taking a colon cleanser is such a good idea while you're taking. I'm not entirely happy about taking colon cleansers altogether. I'm not enthused about them because they have laxative ingredients in them, and they can make you actually dependent on the colon cleansers, damage the intestinal walls. So probably that's something to stay away from. All right, thanks very much for joining us. Very lively edition of Intelligent Medicine. Lots of great questions. And remember, Intelligent Medicine, this radio broadcast, just to the tip of the iceberg of the Intelligent Medicine phenomenon, because you can get more Intelligent Medicine via drhoffman.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Check out our podcasts. Thanks for joining us.